24天
Part C
常考话题
Free time activities and shopping
经典图片集图片一
Candidate A
From these pictures, we can see that the students' free time activities are really rich and colorful. One of the students is busy making a model plane. Maybe he's going to take part in an aero modeling competition.A girl student is watering the flowers in the garden. She's fond of the beauty of the flowers. The third one is absorbedly taking pictures. I guess he must want to be a first-class amateur photographer. He also likes painting very much, perhaps because of its similarity to photographing. The fourth student also has two hobbies. One is making kites, and the other is playing chess.How wonderful their free time activities are! But this may only be a small part of the whole picture. Nowadays, the students have so many choices when it comes to free time activities. In addition to those showed in the picture, they can also go to the movies, play one of the musical instruments, do some kind of sports, read a variety of books provided in the university and public libraries, go outing with friends,or take part in some voluntary activities, such as helping the lonely old or promoting environmental awareness. As students, I think their school life should be as colorful as possible. Studying is, of course, very important for them, but by taking different kinds of free time activities, they can learn many things that they couldn't obtain from textbooks.
Candidate B.
We also take various wonderful free time activities in our school. Through the activities, we can not only relax ourselves, but also develop our hobbies and mold our temperament. But, since any kind of free time activities will need a certain amount of time, we should be sure to properly deal with the relationship between study and free time activities.
图片二
Candidate B.
The picture shows the high price of clothing in the department stores. This is a scene not unusual in today's big cities such as Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. Clothing, especially professional suits, are more and more expensive these years. In Beijing, if you want a decent suit for a professional occasion, you'll have to spend at least 2,000 yuan. Even a plain sweater will cost 700 or 800 yuan in a department store.I think this is not reasonable at all. The average salary of Beijingers in 2004 is about 2,000 yuan per month. That means a suit will cost an ordinary employee's monthly income. That is outrageous. Some might say that ordinary people wouldn't need those fine suits, but this is wrong. Nowadays, anyone works for a company, no matter it's a foreign one, a state-owned one, or a joint venture,has to wear professional suits in the office. For most of them, it's hard to afford. Take myself as an example. I work for a joint venture and earn nearly 4,000 yuan a month. This is not bad compared with most of my friends. If I get one suit every 2 months, it will cost me at least 12,000 yuan a year. That's more than my income of 3 months. Do you think I can afford it?The answer is definitely no. As far as I know, the production cost of the suits is less than 20% of their price. The seller should lower the price down to a reasonable profit margin.
Candidate A.
In my opinion, those are only the price in big department stores such as Paxson, Sogo, CITIC, etc.And those stores are not where we ordinary wage earners go. There are many lower-priced department stores where we can get a suit for about 600 or 700, and its quality is not bad. I think that is more reasonable. After all, the upscale stores have their specially targeted customers, and the high price is not unaffordable to those people.
经典短文
The Business of Leisure.While the steady increase in the amount of leisure time that people enjoy today, the importance of businesses that deal with leisure products and services is also steadily increasing. One of the biggest such industries is the tourist industry, providing transportation and accommodation for tourists, and guides, brochures, souvenirs, is one of the major industries in many countries. Since people are now having longer vacations and are more and more interested in seeing other parts of the world, this business will no doubt continue to grow. Another industry obviously devoted to leisure is entertainment. Movies, TV shows, concerts, and plays are usually intended for our leisure. The same can be said of most books, except textbooks. Professional sports make money because people pay to watch them in their free time. This list could be greatly extended. But even among these industries, we have mentioned only part of the picture. The people who make the TV sets and build the theaters and tourist hotels are as much a part of the leisure industry as the singers or the hotel clerks.